From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are reports that hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of the Syrian town of Jarablus, now under control of the Islamic State group. Turkey, which has been shelling the border town, vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free it from IS forces. Dorian Jones reports on increased tensions in the area.
Since Monday, Turkish artillery has been shelling Islamic State forces in the Syrian border town of Jarablus. Jarablus is a key supply route for IS, the last remaining town under its control on the Turkish border. Turkey has been massing tanks on the Syrian border to offer support ahead of a widely predicted offensive to capture Jarablus by the Turkish-backed Syrian Free Army forces. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The State Department says Turkey has requested the extradition of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was accused of involvement in a coup attempt earlier this year. Spokesman Mark Toner said the request was not related to the attempted coup, but to other issues for which Gulen was being sought by Turkish authorities. The request comes just ahead of a visit to Ankara Wednesday by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. During the visit, Biden is expected to discuss the extradition request and other issues. The United Nations Command says North Korea has been laying new landmines on its side of the border with South Korea. North Korean soldiers have been spotted planting anti-personnel mines on its side of the so-called Bridge of No Return, a river crossing near the border truce village of Panmunjom. On Wednesday, the South Korean military said North Korea fired a ballistic missile from a submarine into the sea. It was an apparent protest against the start of annual South Korea-U.S. military drills. This is VOA News. A Sudanese minister says South Sudan opposition leader Riek Machar is in Khartoum for medical treatment. Information Minister Ahmed Bilal said the opposition leader is suffering from some sort of chest infection and a problem with his leg and is in very bad condition. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has appointed former Dutch General Patrick Kamert to investigate actions by UN peacekeepers in South Sudan's capital last month. A spokesman says the inquiry will look into reports of attacks on civilians and sexual violence in Juba and whether UN forces responded properly to the incidents. U.S. authorities are investigating what they believe is a series of Russian cyber attacks targeting journalists at the New York Times and other news organizations. U.S. news organizations reported Tuesday that security breaches have been detected over the past several months. The attacks are thought to be part of a broader campaign targeting the U.S. Democratic Party. France and Germany are calling on the European Union to adopt common rules to limit messaging encryption or codes on social media in the battle against terrorism. Lisa Bryant has more on a meeting Tuesday of French and German interior ministers in Paris.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said France and Germany do not want to ban encrypted messaging, but rather to work with social media groups to limit its use by Islamist radicals. Speaking alongside his German counterpart, Cazeneuve said European intelligence services and magistrates should be able to identify coded messages used by extremists through applications like Telegram and WhatsApp and use them as evidence against perpetrators. The two countries want European Union member states to discuss common legislation at a meeting next month. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama today visited Louisiana, where floods have ravaged much of the southern part of the state. The president hoped to reassure flood victims that his administration has made recovery a top priority.
I come here first and foremost to say that the prayers of the entire nation are with everybody who lost loved ones. We are heartbroken by the loss of life.
Storms and floods earlier this month claimed the lives of at least 13 people. A suspected al-Qaeda leader held in the Guantanamo Bay terrorist prison has been seen by the public for the first time since 2002. Abu Zubaydah is making a court case for his release. Zubaydah was arrested shortly after the 9/11 terrorist attack in 2001. He and his lawyers insist he is not a threat to the United States. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.